Fine. We are holding in Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet, Perek Dalet, and we're up to Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel, which will be on page. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, basically, till now, the Ramchal explained to us what Yichud Hashem is, and in the last ice, he explained to us what Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim is, how once you understand that Hashem runs the world, and is the only power of the world, and he's bringing the world to a certain purpose, so then the result of that is that a person should accept on himself the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he explained Barichus that really this whole idea really of Hashem being our Melech is really an interesting idea, because like Hashem doesn't really need us. A Melech needs a nation. By definition, a king without a nation is not a king. So Hashem doesn't really need us. That's really a stira to Yichud, is saying that Hashem is our Melech. But Hashem wanted to give us a chance to have a relationship with Him. So He made it ki'ilu kavayachal, that number one, He's our Melech, that He has a personal relationship providing for us. And number two, as if when we do things on a large basis, b'roivam hadras Melech, it gives more hiddur to the king. So it's a covet for Him the way we do things. But again, it's all really HaKadosh Baruch Hu pretending, so to speak. Because really, He doesn't need us. He doesn't need anything from us. His Malchus is perfect without us at all. So, now he continues and he says like this. In Oiskim, V'amnam, Mikol ha'inyanim ha'elu, Yoitzis toldois gedoilois letikun klal kol habira. From all these things that we're talking about till now, meaning our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and our saying that when we say every day Shema Yisrael, we're being makir that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech over the world, and we're accepting His sovereignty and His kingship, Yoitzis toldois gedoilois letikun klal kol habira. It ends up what happens is that the impact has unbelievable tikkunim, rectifications in the entire creation. Vizeh, why? Kulam sidrei habriya v'chaynin yosel musudar mederech. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the order of the Bria and the mechanisms of the Bria, shekasher machusa yisbarach shmoy neidas umoydim ba kol bruav nimsa babruim kol toy v'chol shalva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is known in the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is known, and His creations acknowledge that He is the Melech, so Nimsa Babruim Kol Toiv V'Chol Shalva. So what happens is, goodness, Toiv, and Shalva, tranquility, are found amongst the creations. V'habracha misrabis bohem ushloima misgadol. So, bracha, blessing, is multiplied, and their well-being is enhanced. So, the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is recognized in the world, so by definition, the amount of toiv and shalva there are, and bracha there is in the world. Because since He's megala His Malchus to the world, He's megala His Shechina, that, as we said earlier, brings toiv to the world. Uvisparet so avodim, however, if it's the opposite, when the avodim break loose, and they don't actually, are not mekayim, they don't keep the mitzvahs of the Master, veina mishtabdim, and they don't want to be mishabed themselves Hashem, and they don't want to admit to the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then kol toiv chaser. So then toiv is lacking in the world. And if toiv is lacking, so by definition darkness becomes stronger. And if there's darkness, so there's going to be evil that's ruling in the world. So when we talk about the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being recognized in the Malchus in the world, it has an effect on everything. And these things are What does he say? The Lashon is Lashon over here is. These matters, he says, these things emanate in all Chelkei HaBriya. Whether we're talking about the uppers and the lowers, or whether we're talking about the things that act and the things that are acted upon. So this toiv and this ra, this or and this chayshech is not just to us, it's in the entire Bria. It manifests itself differently in different ways in depending on where it is in the Bria, but everywhere has an effect. V'ulam,
so now, this idea of his malchus being known to the world or not,
who's the one who initiates that? Who starts that? In the first chelik he talked about this, and that is the idea, we mentioned this a few times, that really everything we see in this world is the end of a pipeline. The roots, the sharashim, are up in Shamayim. Whatever happens there is where the start is, goes through a pipeline, and we're the end of that pipeline, and that manifests itself in the physical world. However, how do those things happen up there? In other words, what causes things to happen up in Shamayim, that there should be a Shefa or there shouldn't be a Shefa? That is initiated by our actions in this world. So we do an action, it initiates something in Shamayim, and eventually, and then it manifests itself back down into this world. So he says, therefore, this concept, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is known to the world or not, even though it has an effect, and it's everywhere, but it starts from us. So what do we have to know, negiah to us, negiah to Kriya Shema?
If there will be a reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his Malchus to be known, and he will be ruling over his world,
like he said before, so when that happens, there's a lot of toiv, and there's a lot of shalva, and there's a lot of tranquility to the world. V'tir behara, and light, illumination, will be great. Hakedusha v'atahara v'chol davar toiv. So when there is Malchus in the world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is known, all the good things will happen. V'koiches hara yu nichbim u'mishubadim. And the koiches of evil, those will be nichbe. Those will be humbled, u'mishubadim, and they will be subjugated, v'lo yikalkulu l'tayv asaylam, and they're not going to ruin anything in this good world. V'im loy, but if his malchus is not known, hinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu master panav, v'einu megala kayach memshaltoi, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides his face, he doesn't reveal the fact that he's ruling. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ruling no matter what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yachid no matter what. The question is, if we see it, if it's revealed to the world at all. So if it's not, so like we said before, so evil then is able to spread itself out and rule on the world. And like we said, in different places in the world, different things are going to, the evil is going to manifest itself in all different types of ways. But the evil is going to spread to every place in the world. So for example, he says, if it's in the physical world, so the ra manifests itself through sickness or through natural catastrophes and things like that. If we're talking about in the world of ruchnius and the lamas al yainim, the way ra manifests itself there is in a different way, is in a ruchniistic way. But the ra is going to happen everywhere when Hashem hides his face. The question just, depending on where we're talking, in which area, is how it's going to actually happen. So that is the aside.
So how does it become lemaisa? V'hinei, v'yoyis Yisrael mischazkim b'chol yoyim al dover zeh. When Kla Yisrael reinforces themselves every single day on this thing, meaning on being mekabel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, every day needs new chizuk. Every day a person has to be mechazik themselves. It's a new kabbalah so malchus shamayim every single day. U'mekabel malchus ha'yisbarach. U'moidim ba b'libam u'befiyem. When Klal Yisrael is mechazik, and they accept on themselves the malchus of Hashem,
Umoidim ba belibam ubefiyam. It's important. Really, Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim is in the lave, knowing it in your heart. That's really where it happens. It really happens in your heart. If you just do lip service, you're not mekabel a king's sovereignty with your lips. That's nothing if you don't really mean it in your heart. So the true Kabbalah Zol Malchus Shamayim is belibam. That's why he says belibam first. But since we are in the world of action, it's not enough just to have it in the heart. There has to be some action, physical action as well. The physical action will be the mouth. That is saying it bepeh. So my fia kodesh baruch hu ba'ilamai. So it's not just the pshat that we recognize the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kriya Shema is not just recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yachid and we're mekabel him as the melech. When we do that, we actually reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. We're being megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Because by definition, as we said, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is shown to the world, there's going to be Taiva. Who's the one who shows it to the world? Well, of course Hashem shows it. But who initiates it? Like we said, every action is initiated here, and then it has repercussions, it causes something in the Olamos HaYoinim, and that brings it back down to this world. So when we are mekabel O Malchus Shamayim, u'mefia HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shown, his Malchus is shown in this world. And what happens when his malchus is shown? The koyches hara nichbam tachas ha-toiv. So we said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealed in this world, so then there's toiv in the world, and the ra is now subjugated under the toiv. And what happens with that? V'nimsheches ha-bracha lo'olam. So now that there's toiv in the world, if there's toiv in the world, there's going to be bracha in the world, there's going to be shalva in the world. So we really initiate this gilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, and we ourselves bring the taiva that it brings to the world. And when we testify about the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the only power in this world, like we mentioned before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one, he's mechayves hametzias, he's the only power. He naked neged zen nan elonu. So, as sort of like a mida, keneged zen, when we are made, when we testify, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers umisnasei biyichudai. And he's raised up through his yichud, meaning it's the same idea, that the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his yichud is shown in the world, that it's recognizable that he's the only one. When we recognize it, we're strengthening that. Umachzik umoysif lo'olam tikkun al tikkun. And when that happens, so all type of rectifications happen in the world. Bivchinus ha'tikkun ha'amiti shezacharnu. In the end of the first ois in this chelek, I'm sorry, in this parak and parak dalet, we talked about the fact that the world is headed towards a certain tachlis of tikkun, towards becoming perfect, to a certain shlemus. It's happening. It's happening. It happens in many different ways. Through our good actions, we bring it about. And even through the ra, we mentioned, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even through the ra, it's also coming towards the tachlis. The question is, if you take the straight road, are you going to take the circular road? But even the ra, Mechiras Yosef, selling down the chet of Mechiras Yosef, it's going to bring to Klal Yisrael's Geula. But there could have been a direct mahalach too. So when we testify about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yichud, so we're bringing tikkunim to the world, and we're bringing it step by step closer to that great perfection, that tikkun that we talked about before. She'elav misgalgulim kol misibas hanhaga. That's where everything is really going. Everything is going towards that goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. Umekayim atzasa. And that's what we said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an eitzah. He has a plan. This world's going to get to that plan. The plan's going to happen. The question is how quick it's going to get there and which mahalach it's going to make it there. But when we are made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yichudai, remember, and that was really the third component of Echad. It wasn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. It wasn't just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only power. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing the world to a certain point. There's a goal here. That was part of Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that happens is because we're going to a certain point. That is what Yichud is. So therefore, when we are made on that Yichud, when we testify Hashem Echad, we are actually bringing it closer to where that goal, to His goal. What's the Eitzah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that point of perfection, of Toiv HaShalim, of perfect Toiv, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to get to? That's, we're helping it get there. So he says as follows. He's going to just elaborate a little bit on this last point that he mentioned. And he says, what you have to understand about this, She'ein kol advarim ha'ela amurim elo l'sheyia tikun habriya mitzad b'nei ha'adam v'loy me'elav. Meaning, this idea that through our Kriya Shema, when we testify Hashem Echad, that we are bringing, helping the world come to its perfection, is talking about that the tikkun of the Briya, that is mitzad b'nei ha'adam v'loy me'elav. Which means to say again, as we said before, the Briya is headed towards a certain point of tikkun. It's going to happen one way or the next. The question is, how much of a shutvis we, the world, the creations, are going to have in it, and how much we're not going to have in it. If we do things properly, we're propelling it closer. If we don't do things properly, and we bring Ra to the world, like we said, that Ra is also going to end up there by that tikkun. It's going to be a very long route that way. And it's, so it's happening. It's going on its own. So when we talk about our Kriya Shema helping it, we're talking about in the aspect of when we are helping the Tikkun HaBriya, V'loy Me'elav. In other words, the Briya could go on its own also towards its Tikkun. It's going to happen, a much slower Ma'alech. But it's going to happen. We're talking about that we should help it out. Ki ulaman haga kvar mesuderesi v'imedes al haderech hazeh. The system is set up. It's rolling and it's headed towards the goal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Shekol gilguleh hochim el ha'ashlama. All things that are happening in this world, every chain of event is moving the world to the Hashlama, to its perfection. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that he should be able to be mative to his creations. And therefore he set up this world that it's headed towards that goal of perfection that will then be able to receive his taiva. Ella, Shaisa Gzeris Chachmasai, she has a Nasa Yedevine Adam. But Hashem gave an option and he wanted that people should also have the opportunity and the ability to be a part of bringing the world to that. And that's really part of this whole Sefer, what it's all about in the beginning, where he talks about the why did Hashem create the world? And really this is the Ramchal himself in Mesil Sesharim also talks about this. He created the world to be a mative because he wanted to give over to people. But to give a free lunch, like we said, is not the shleimus of taiva, is not the perfect taiva. So he wants us to be able to be a part of it, that we should earn it. So therefore, this world is on the tracks to get to perfection, and we will reach that goal. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, his chachmasai was geyzer, that it should be nasa yedei b'nei adam. People should have a hand in that also. Why? She'oz yishtamu b'nei adam sh'asu adavar hazeh. Because then the people themselves will also have a shleimus to them because they were part of it. V'tia ha'shlama atzma b'tachlis. And therefore the perfection will be as perfect as it could be. B'yos habruim atzman balei shleimusam. K'may she'zacharnu. Because when we, the recipients of that taiva, own it, because we're the ones who brought it about, that's the greatest taiva. Again, the free lunch is not the greatest taiva. When you receive the free lunch, you receive the schar for free, so you're getting taiva. But when you earn it, that's even a greater taiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to happen. but I want it to be in the most perfect taiva, and I'm giving you, the bruim, the creations, the opportunity to be a part of it, to be able to earn it, to be able to be the ones who actually propelled the world and brought it to its shleimus. And if you do that, the taiva is even greater than it is if I just give it out. V'nimtza shezeh kol ikarim shel dvar meila. So ends off the Ramchal in this ois, and he says, so really, this is really the ikar of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Shema shesidra adon baruch hu v'heichen li ois mashlem es briyosai, that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the order he set up, and that he prepared that there's going to be a perfection to this bria, there's going to be a tachlis, yushlam v'yetze lepayel ayidei b'nei adam. It'll be brought to its, it will be brought by the people. So Memela comes out that when we talk about Kriyashma and we're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Echad, and everything that goes into that, that is, he's the only one, the only power, there's a tachlis, and because of that, we're mekabel o malchus shamayim. All of those things are not just edus, those are, when we say that, and we do that, and we believe it, belev ubepiv, we're actually being megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus to the world. And when you're megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchus to the world, it brings taiva to the world, and it brings the world one step closer towards its shleimus. So by saying Kriyashma properly, properly and understanding and thinking about of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, it's not just negiah to us, it sets into motion a chain of events. Things start happening when we say it and we really feel it and we understand it and we're made it and we live the Kriyashma. It sets into motion a chain of events of Taiva in this world, which is bringing the world closer to its Tachlis, in order that when the world does come to its Shleimus, we will have earned it ourselves, we have helped bring it about, and that will be the greatest Taiva that is Shaykh. We will continue Be'ez Hashem next week.